a man was sitting in my office, and he'd been caught in a horrific, adulterous situation. And he said, you know, I want to do better. I want to do better. I said, you've been here in this church, fully informed. You've been taught. You've been led. You've been directed. You've studied. You've been to a Christian school, Christian college. You've had it all. What? You've known these things. How can you live this double life? Well, he became a master at silencing his conscience. And I said, you know, he said, I'm going to do better. I said, well, let me just give you a little scenario. You trashed the Lord Jesus Christ. You trashed your wife. You trashed your parents. You trashed your friends. You trashed everybody who knows you. You trashed the elders of the church. None of those people had any kind of ability, apparently, to set any standard that mattered to you. You had no interest in pleasing them, in honoring them, showing respect to them. All of us together were no deterrent. Because you were so evil on the inside. Now that you've trashed everybody, why am I going to believe that all of a sudden now you're going to live to honor Jesus Christ? By what constraint is that going to happen? By what constraint? I don't know. Yeah, I said, well, all we can do is pray that the Spirit of God will do a major work on your conscience. It's so caked up that the light can't get through, and only the Spirit of God can clean that thing. And then people typically say to me, was he repentant? I don't know. Maybe he says he is, but you want to know something? Our hearts are deceitful. I don't think he knows if he's repentant. I don't know. I don't think he even knows. I'm not sure what's coming through the clouded conscience. Young people, I'm telling you, you can end up a disaster if you don't win the battle on the inside. Now, that was the introduction. But I have a couple more things in the introduction to say. You know what hell is? You say, that's a leap. Shouldn't there be a transition sentence in there? You know what hell is? Yeah, I'll tell you what hell is. Hell is a fully informed conscience.